I always find it fascinating, the kinds of array of shilas that come up here in Camp Simcha, especially over a Shabbos. So normally, we're worrying about pikuach nefesh issues, turning on and off machines, and what are we going to do about making a shinoi for certain kinds of machines. And it's usually complicated like that, and very fascinating at the same time. This Shabbos, somebody came over to me and asked a very, very different shaila that has nothing at all to do with camp, just so happens that it happened here. So the question was, there was a young woman, one of the staff members, who noticed on one of the floors of one of the bunks, or in between one of the bunkhouses, she saw somebody's wallet was on the floor. So she wanted to know, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. However, as we know, there's an isra of Tiltul Muktzah. So she allowed to pick up the wallet in order that after Shabbos she should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. If you leave the wallet out there, maybe it will get lost, maybe it's going to be displaced, and maybe the person won't be able to get it back. On the other hand, we have an isra of Tiltul Muktzah, which is an isra derabbanan. So she came and asked me the shaila, and I just love the erlichkeit and the sincerity of our staff members. It's amazing. There was somebody who came over to me today, one of the girls. I thought she was a staff member, and she came to discuss a question with me, and she was engaging in this very fascinating story. She said that she accepted a job in another camp where she was going to look after a special needs child in this camp, and last minute she ended up coming to Camp Simcha, and she's having such a great time here, and it's so amazing, and it's so uplifting, and she's so emotional, and she really doesn't want to leave, but her other job that she signed up to do starts tomorrow. So what's she supposed to do? Anyway, we're talking about this for a couple of minutes. Then it turns out she's a camper here. It's amazing. I said, you're a camper here who's battling critical care, who's battling illness, who's battling cancer, and this is what you're worried about, that you signed up to take care of a special needs individual in another camp. What are you going to do that here you are taking care of yourself in this camp and rejuvenating and having an opportunity to rehabilitate yourself? Just amazing, the kind of people that we have here, and it's very, very inspiring. So anyway, this girl asked me this question. She wanted to know whether or not we should allow a person to engage in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda when it means you're going to have to violate the Isra D'Rabbanan of Tiltul Muktzah B'Shabbos. Believe it or not, this is discussed in the Mishneh Berurah and the Bir Halacha, and all the Gedolei HaPoskim talk about it. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav makes an argument where he says, you do not have a right to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Why not? It's only an Isra D'Rabbanan of Tiltul Muktzah. You have a mitzvah D'Araisa of Hashavas Aveda that should certainly overwhelm the Isra D'Rabbanan of Muktzah. So the answer that he gives is, this is an exception to the rule. Because when it comes to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the Gemara already tells us that there are exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says, v'hisalamta, there are some times when you see an Aveda that's lost, and you ignore it, and you're supposed to ignore it. For example, the example my father always gave us when he gave the shir was, imagine you have the biggest Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yashiv, the biggest Paisik is walking down the block, and he notices that there's a woman's bathing suit that dropped out of the laundry bag. So what's he going to do? He's going to pick it up and start knocking on every door in Mei Sha'arim to see who it belongs to. It's a bizayon. So the Gemara says, v'hisalamta, in such a case, if it's a bizayon to him to be doing the Hashavas Aveda, he doesn't have to do it. Why? What do you mean? Whenever it's a bizayon, if it's a bizayon to me to be makriv karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, would you say I shouldn't do it if I'm a kohen? The answer is no. I shouldn't be embarrassed by that. I should be proud to do the mitzvah of hakravas hakarbanos. So why is this an exception? The Mefarshim explained the reason why is because this is dinei mamonos. If I wouldn't do it for myself, why am I mechuyev to do it for someone else's money? I would never be caught walking around the street with a bathing suit, knocking on doors for my own property. So why would I have a chiyuv to do it for somebody else? So that's why, writes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, by this mitzvah in particular of Hashavas Aveda, where you already have exceptions to the rule, where you're not mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda. And therefore he says, this would be also another example of v'hisalamta. Another example of where we would say not to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Chassam Sofer talks about it in the Tshuva as well. The Bir Halacha in the Mishneh Berurah Hilchos Shabbos comes down the maskana that it's a tzarech iyun ladina. He's not sure. He hears both sides of it. On the one hand, it could be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which is a mitzvah daraisa. On the other hand, you can iser tiltul muktzah, which is a small iser, but maybe v'salamta. He's not sure. He comes out at tzarech iyun ladina. So how do we paskin? What's the halacha? The Mishneh Berurah is not sure. If you look in the Shmirah Shabbos Kolchasa, he says that he discussed it with Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you should not do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda because you're allowed to overlook certain situations of Hashavas Aveda. And this would be another example. And we would not violate the Isra D'Rabbanan of Tiltul Muktzah. Now, what's interesting is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about Tkiyah Shofar, Simen Taf Kuf Pei Vav, the Mechaber writes an interesting case. What happens if it's Rosh Hashanah? And obviously the most important mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is Tkiyah Shofar. And we don't have a shofar here. And somebody notices that the kids are playing around, and that's why the shofar's not here. They walk outside, and they see the kids put the shofar on the top of a tree. So there's an issur d'rabbanan to go up on a tree on Shabbos. Why? The Gemara says in Beitza, Ein olam be'ilan, you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. It's an issur d'rabbanan. Why? Because we're afraid it's a gzeira. Maybe you're going to cut off a branch. Maybe it's going to break inadvertently. You're not trying to cut it off. But maybe as you're climbing a tree, something's going to break off, and that would be a malacha. So we have an issur d'rabbanan of climbing up a tree. Am I allowed to violate the issur d'rabbanan of climbing a tree in order to get the shofar, which is the highlight, it's the hallmark of what Rosh Hashanah is all about? So the Mechaber talks about this case, and he says, you're not allowed to go up onto the tree, even though it would only be an issur d'rabbanan, and by not violating the issur d'rabbanan, I'm now foregoing the opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. Can you imagine? You're giving up on that opportunity. Yet, says the Shulchan Aruch, you would not violate an issur d'rabbanan in order to accomplish the kiyum hamitzvah midaraisa of tkiyas shofar. So this is a major problem. Why is it a problem? Because if you look in the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara says, what happens? We know that we have a mitzvah b'ayira b'ayimatzei. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house. We have a mitzvah of tashbisu. You have to get rid of all the chametz from your house before Pesach begins. What happens if somebody is celebrating Pesach on one of the days of Yom Tov, and he sees there's a box of Cheerios in the middle of his house? He forgot to look there. He didn't notice. He wasn't mevatel chametz, and he sees this chametz in his house that belongs to him. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, kofa lava sakli. What are you supposed to do? You take a big bin, put it on top of the chametz, make sure nobody goes there, and then once it gets to Chol HaMoed, you'll burn it. You'll take care of it. So the Mefarshim ask, why? It's only an issur d'rabbanan of muktzah, right? To touch chametz on Pesach is muktzah. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisu. So what does the Gemara say? You should cover it up and deal with it after Yom Tov is over. Why is that the case? So why don't you violate the issur of tilta muktzah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu on Pesach? So the Kesef Mishnah actually asked this question. Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam there, Hilchas Chametz Matzah, asked the question, and he says, no, because since you have the ability to be Mekai in the midst of Tashbisu Belev, I could be Mevatel it. I can say, I'm Mevatel the Chametz, doesn't belong to me, and then you're not over the Issur Deraisa Bayirah Bayimatzeh, so why should we allow you to violate Issur of Tiltu Muktzah if there's a much easier workaround? You don't have to go that far, you don't have to do that. That's what he writes. Another point to consider is the Mishnah Berurah says, we all misunderstood the case. When the Gemara says, if you find chametz in your house on Pesach, you just kofa lava sakli, what is that referring to? Writes the Mishnah Berurah b'shem, many of the Gedolei HaRishonim, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and many of the other very famous Rishonim, he didn't find obscure Rishonim to say it, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shaar HaTzion that perhaps that case is that you find a box of Cheerios in your house that you were ready mevatel before a Pesach. So really, it's not a problem. Really, it's just here. We're just concerned someone's going to go eat it. They don't know that you're mevatel the chametz. So kofa lava sakli. But of course, writes the Mishnah Berurah, if I have a box of Cheerios in my house and I was not mevatel it before Pesach, get rid of it immediately. He quotes that from the Rishonim. So you would say that we should violate the Issur D'Rabbanan of Tilta Muktza in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu on Pesach itself. Bayirah Bayimatzeh is more important than the Issur Tilta Muktza. So it's interesting, when you look at the many different cases, does this halacha actually line up? Would we say that it's worthwhile to violate an Issur D'Rabbanan of Tilta Muktza in order to be able to fulfill a mitzvah midaraisa? We have the discussion, the big suffix in Achronim Bayi Hashavas Aveda. We have a discussion when it comes to the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, if the shofar is on top of the tree. We have a discussion here about bittul and bir chametz. If you find the chametz on Pesach itself and you were not mevatel it yet, would you have a right to do it on Pesach and violate the issur d'rabbanan of tilta muktza? And it's something, if you look hard enough, Rabbi Avadia, I think, has a tshuva. I just couldn't find it today. Rabbi Avadia has it, not because we don't have it, but because I couldn't find it. So Rabbi Avadia has a tshuva where he discusses, what if somebody comes across the opportunity of shiluach hakan on Shabbos? So to touch a bird on Shabbos is obviously something that's muktzah. We have a Isser muktzah balei chayim. So you're not allowed to play around with birds or animals on Shabbos. So how we have pets is a very good question. Not so pashut. But certainly a bird out there that's not a pet, there's no havamina that it should be permissible on Shabbos. So would I be allowed to be metalto muktzah, to move the bird, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach hakan? It's an unusual mitzvah. It doesn't happen that often. So would I be allowed to do that? Again, very interesting discussion. You have to line it all up and figure out, is it uniform? Does it actually work out in all the different cases? Either way, the Mechaber quotes from the Rashba, even if you're going to assume that you don't do tilta muktzah on Shabbos in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the Rashba is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Vav, that still you're allowed to announce it in shul on Shabbos. If somebody lost an item, you're allowed to tell people, even though you may not be allowed to touch the item itself and actually return it on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to announce it on Shabbos. Ah, it's Diburim Shalchol. If I'm not allowed to handle it on Shabbos, then you shouldn't be allowed to talk about it. Hirurim Mutarim, You're allowed to think things, but you're not allowed to talk about divrei chol. The answer is no, that's not divrei chol. It's still a mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda. We may not have a heter to touch it, but the Mechaber quotes on the Rashba that it would still make sense to announce it. So I told the girl, you shouldn't return it on Shabbos. However, you certainly are allowed to announce it to all the bunks that are nogea, to all the ones that are relevant. Maybe they're the ones that lost it. Then after Shabbos, they'll know. They can go take care of the item that may be lost. Yeah.
Like